makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, blenders and roasters of fine coffee since 1864, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's, me and my gal, Judy Garland, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, Judy, me darling, darling.
Hello, Charlie, what's cooking?
Coffee. You want a mug?
Say, Charlie, do you know why a moth eats a hole in the rug?
No. Why does a moth eat a hole in a rug?
To see the floor show. Oh!
Say, Judy, how are you doing with this scrap rubber drive? You know, there's a great surplus of rubber shortage.
Yes. I've been turning in lots of it.
Good.
You know the saying, collect the rubber and beat Schickel Gruber.
Yeah, anything that snaps means slaps for the jack. Say, Mr. Noble, what have you given? Huh?
Well, I'm thinking of contributing a tired masseur down at my Turkish bath.
A tired masseur at your Turkish bath?
Yes. Worn out rubber.
Jolly good.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Mr. Noble. I'll go out and dig up some more of this scrap, and you and have that rubber band of yours play extra snappy while Judy sings, "I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you."
I've been running in circles while playing the game of pretending. I never realized I wasn't wise, what love could do. Now I'm facing a future that hasn't that one happy ending. And I'm a fool, I guess, to confess it all to you. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I didn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. Oh, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I can't sleep and I can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. Oh, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. Honey, like I'm loving you. Did you get any rubber?
Yeah, I dug up an old potholder of Bergen's.
A potholder?
Yeah. You know, his reducing girdle. Hey, let you and me get in Bergen's family steamer and haul that stuff over to the gas station. What do you say?
Okay, Charlie, that'll be fun.
Sure it will.
Just a minute, young man.
Hello, Bertie.
You're not taking my Stanley steamer anywhere.
No?
No. I'm going to use it myself tonight.
Well, see you later, Charlie.
Yeah, well, it's nice of you to stick with me.
Well, young man?
If you're going to use it, Bergen, you better give us time to take out the dishes and the clams first.
Dishes and clams?
Yes, sir.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, Skinny Dugan and me have been... You're taking that old car of yours down to the beach at Santa Monica.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, what for?
Well, it's very good for... Now, don't get mad.
No, no.
But you will.
No, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's very good for steaming clams.
Steaming clams? What do you mean?
Your Stanley steamer is now McCarthy and Dugan's clamateria.
It's what?
It's an auto grotto.
All right.
We specialize in the clam with them.
I see. And where do you get these clams?
We dig them.
You dig them?
Yes.
Dig them?
Yes. Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right, yeah.
I see. Well, that's not very easy work, is it?
No, sir, it ain't. They're very sly, those little tricky things, yes. Those little clam squatters.
Where do you find, how do you find where they're buried, Charlie?
Well, you see, Skinny and me, we sort of sneak up on them.
I see.
And when we see one, we make a noise like a lady clam.
Lady clam?
Yeah. And when the clams come up to see what's cooking, they are.
I see. Well, who does the cooking, you or Skinny?
Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
Yes, he's a cook. French cook, you know.
I see.
You must taste his barbecue, too, Pierre. Oh, and his onions with onions.
Oh,
non gratis.
Oh, I see.
Oh, nothing.
Yes, well, I'd like to meet him.
He's waiting outside. He's in the cooker now.
I see.
I'll get him. Oh, Pierre. He's very temperamental.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Pierre Lesner. I'll get him.
Mortimer, so you're Pierre Lesner, are you? A Frenchman.
Oh, sure. Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour.
Yeah, I see. Regular Frenchman.
Yep.
What?
I mean, oui. Yes.
Parlez-vous français? I say, parlez-vous français?
No. There you go. You're always clowning, you and your Swedish accent.
No, I say, I understand you're a very good cook.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I'm quite notorious.
Is that so?
I guess you've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Yes, I've heard of Oscar of the Waldorf.
Well, I'm Mort of the Fishwarp.
Well, that's good, yes. Now, tell me, I'm rather interested, Mortimer. Tell me about the various things down there. How was your cuisine?
There was about five of us there.
I did. Your cuisine.
Oh, well, the only relative I got is Grandpa.
Yes, I know. Well, I was speaking of your food.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the nicest dish you served?
Mm-hmm.
The nicest dish you served?
Oh, the nicest dish. Well, there's several. Yeah. The other day, a tall blonde and a baby.
No.
You were mighty pretty.
No, I mean, what's on your menu?
Hmm?
Your menu.
No.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I mean, you must have a menu.
I must, huh?
Yes, a bill of fare.
Well,
a bill of fare.
Yeah.
What do you have on your bill of fare?
We don't use them.
Oh, you don't use them?
I just let the customers look at my apron. It tells the story.
We present two pictures, before and after. The first is a home at breakfast time. The person, Mr. and Mrs.
Where's my hat?
I'm going to finish your coffee.
No time. So long. See you tonight.
Well, that isn't very much like the first few months we were married. I wonder what's the matter.
That was before. Now, same scene, same people a few days after.
That coffee smells good.
Just wait until you taste it.
Can't wait. Sorry, gonna taste it right now.
Oh, don't strain yourself.
I won't. Boy, that's good. Stuff like downtown.
Like it?
Like it. But it's flavor enough in that cup to make four of the old kind. It must be Chase and Sanborn.
It is. A man's coffee.
Lady, you come here to me.
What? Why? What have I done?
Let's hear you say prunes.
Prunes.
Once more.
Prunes.
Did you get your Chase and Sanborn kiss this morning? If you didn't, get one tomorrow. Ask your grocer for the Chase and Sanborn coffee he's selling now.
Ba 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 ba.
They sting my mother-in-law.
Oh. I'd like to see that farm of yours.
All right. I got a picture of the place here.
Let me see.
See those two houses?
Mm-hmm.
One is the barn and the other one is my house.
Which one is the house?
The one with the horse looking out through the window.
Your farmhouse can't be fit to live in with a horse in it.
I have to take good care of that horse.
What do you mean?
He's a race horse.
What's that got to do with it?
Me and Charlie McCarty's horse. He owns half and I own half.
Which half does Charlie own?
The half that gets the oats.
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about my half.
Why not?
It's a long tail.
All right, forget it. Charlie.
Charlie's going to feed
the horse, and he'll have to buy the horse's fodder.
Why should he buy the horse's fodder?
We
got one horse already.
No, you don't understand. Charlie puts the horse's fodder in a bag and hangs it on your horse's nose.
Now, ain't our horse going to look funny with his fodder hanging on his nose?
Your horse eats his fodder.
What have we got, a cannibal?
No, strictly not.
Well, what does the horse's fodder eat?
He eats his fodder.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Hey, what does the horse's mother eat?
Geez, her fodder.
It's getting worse all the time. You just keep picking on the old man. Yeah. Hey, I get it. This is Father's Day.
I know. What do you do?
I keep the horse clean.
Oh, you're the horse's groom.
Now, wait, that's the guy shall be married to the horse.
You curry the horse.
I curry him.
Mm-hmm.
He's picking up the horse himself. He's got a walk. I mean, after all, we're going to run him in a big race. Callahan? Callahan. Callahan?
Callahan. Yes, yes. In other words, you're going to run him in a derby.
No, he don't look good in the derby. We can't get
over here. No. I'm trying to find out about your horse. Is he a mutter?
How can he be a mutter? And is she always the mutter?
Certainly not. Sometimes he makes a better mutter than she.
Abbott, suppose a mama horse has little horses. Don't that make her a mutter?
Well, now that depends on her feet.
My horse's feet are okay. Outside of, he limps a little with his front leg.
Right, he's having trouble with the foreleg.
No, I just said he only lives on his two front legs.
Well, Costello, your horse's forelegs are in front.
What if those things in back?
has four legs in front and hind legs in back.
Four legs in front and hind legs in back. What a shot! A centipede! Now, Abbott, don't try to tell me about my horse. I know more about it than you do. I got him right there in the house.
Now, wait, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your wife worked hard to help you buy this little farm. Now that she has her home of her own, you deliberately inconvenience her by letting her sleep in the house with a horse.
Well, the horse is clean.
Never mind that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, you should be. You've got a nice big stable in the backyard, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You have a nice clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, take a tumble to yourself.
I'm sorry I'm doing all those things.
Well, what's wrong? What is
I didn't realize what I was doing.
Certainly.
I just loved the horse, that was all.
Well, you shouldn't do it.
After all, it was a nice clean stall with plenty of fresh straw on the floor.
You've got plenty of it out there.
And it's a nice, big, clean stable.
Certainly it is.
I'll fix the whole thing up.
What are you going to do?
I let my wife sleep in the stable.
No.
If there's music in your heart and you have an urge to get up and dance, it may be because today is the birthday of summer. Or then again, it may be Jerome Kern's Smoke It In Your Eyes, a la Ray Noble.
Something I want to talk to you about.
What is it, Charlie?
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me?
Why? Well, is it your birthday?
No, silly. It's Father's Day.
Well, I know it is, but what's that got to do with you?
Well, ain't I your sweet daddy?
Charlie, you're impossible.
Oh, no.
But say, did you buy Mr. Bergen a Father's Day present?
Well, I was. You see, there was. No.
Oh, Charlie, you're very, very thoughtless.
Dolus is the word. Dolus, yeah.
Listen, Charlie,
Who was it who always cheered you up when things looked darker?
Well, that was... Bertie did it.
And who was it who always nursed you when you were sick?
Well, that was Bertie.
And who always loaned you money when you were broke?
Well, I don't know. I never met the man yet. Don't change the subject.
Well, I still think you should have gotten him something.
Oh, so there you are, children.
Don't say anything about your son, you know.
No.
He doesn't know.
All right.
Climb upon my knees, sonny boy. Though you're only 12, sonny boy.
You do it right in front of Judy, don't you?
Uh-oh. Hello, son. I get it. Hello, Burgess.
Wonderful day, isn't it, Judy?
Yes, it certainly is, Mrs. Bergen.
If it doesn't rain, it is.
Marvelous thing, fatherhood. Nothing like it. There's nothing more tender than the relationship between father and son.
You're right, Mr. Bergen. Why, do you realize that 50% of the parents are fathers?
Mm-hmm. My goodness, that's practically half, isn't it?
Well, son?
Yes?
I don't suppose you have anything special to say to me anything?
No.
You,
No. Not a thing, no.
I see.
Hasn't come, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the day isn't over yet. I guess I'll just toddle along and leave you two children alone.
He really expected something, didn't he?
Of course he did, Charlie.
Oh, the way he hinted it was rude, I thought.
If I were you, I'd go right out and buy him something.
Well, don't you think he'd be just as happy if I gave him one of those big Chase and Sanborn kisses?
Well, listen, if I were you, I'd get him something to show what he's worth to you.
What he's worth to me?
Yes.
The 5 and 10 is closed today. Well, anyway, I don't know what to buy him. I don't.
Well, I think I'd get him something practical.
Yeah?
Something he can use.
Something he can use.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. How about a bowl?
A bowl?
Yeah, something to soak his bread in.
How about a billfold?
Oh, he doesn't fold them. He buried them. Say, do you think he'd like, clothing, huh?
Well, I've never seen him go anywhere without it.
No.
Maybe he'd like a bean.
A bean? I could get him a combination, nutmeg grinder, pants presser, and lightning rod. Oh, that'd be good.
Or how about a pair of open-toed earmuffs with a belt in the back?
Yeah. I guess it's not so good. Maybe you didn't say it loud enough. I didn't say it, so I didn't hear it.
Well, let's go to the department store. Maybe we'll get an idea.
Let's run.
How much money have you got? How much money have you got?
We can trade this egg in for something. And I got a cool buck in the quota. And you don't know how that suffered to scrape it together. I just suffer and scrape and suffer.
Well, go get your piggy back and we'll bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Well, here's the store. Let's look around.
Maybe our man over there can help us. Are you the floor walker?
Yes, I'm the aisle pedestrian. 4 hours, 9 to 5, 6 to 1, half a dozen of the other. And what can I do for you?
You got anything in the second?
Yes.
I mean, we're looking for something for Father's Day for this young man.
Oh, isn't he rather small for a father?
Oh, now listen, Floor Flusher, Floor Walker. We want you to show us some courtesy.
Righto, what size do you wear?
Well, let me see, about a 13 and a half collar with a high instep.
Hmm? Tell me, do you keep stationary?
Oh, no, I move around.
Well, what would you suggest that would appeal to a man about 35?
Yeah.
A blonde about 21, but of course.
Do you have anything snappy and garnered?
Oh, no, but we have something catchy in flypaper.
Well, I don't know.
Listen, we're not getting anywhere here. Where's the gift department?
Oh, gift department.
Yeah.
Right over here. I'm doing one of our best salesmen. Mr. Swing.
You don't say. Is it storming outside?
Oh, yes, indeed. I am a salesman, and I'm a first-rate salesman, too.
Yes.
And, well, no, I'm not exactly a first-rate salesman, either, because I'm more of a cut-rate salesman. And, well, no, what I mean is I'm a very hot salesman.
You're a hot salesman. You sell hot dogs,
I suppose. I do not. I do not sell hot dogs.
Right.
And hot dogs are sold in the pet shop. And if you want a hot dog, why on earth did you ever come in here in the first place?
Oh. Well, I'm beginning to wonder myself. That's a good question, I think.
And please don't finger the lingerie.
That's lingerie.
You don't say.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Go ahead and have a good time at my expense.
Yes.
You're just going to tease me until you get me into a snip.
Oh, what?
Yes. You're just trying to torment me because I'm a pretty old man.
Oh.
I'm not exactly a pretty old man either, but I'm not what you'd call homely.
No.
Right, you're not a homely old man. You just have an ugly disposition, that's all.
Charlie. Let's stop wasting time. Do you have any notions?
Oh, yes, I have oceans of notions. In fact, I have scads, and,
yes.
Well, no, I don't exactly have scads either.
No.
But have you got one notion? Just one.
Yes, I have one notion. That's not to wait on you, and so I won't. I'd like to say good day, and so I'm going to. Good day.
Oh. We had a tough time to top that.
Well, listen, maybe I'd better buy this present myself, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
You know, shopping is an art. It needs a woman's touch.
How true, Judy. Now, here's my dollar and a quarter. Y'all can take it on from here on. You hear me? Trinity all, you hear?
Well, now, let's see.
Yes.
What's this over here?
I don't know.
Oh, look, Charlie, isn't that the darlingest knitted snood?
A snood for Bergen? Are you kidding?
Not for Mr. Bergen, for me.
Yeah, but it's Father's.
And look, it's just a dollar and a quarter.
It's my dose.
I think I'll take it.
Yeah. Now I know what you mean by a woman's touch. Oh, Mr. Noble.
Yes, Charles.
Did you get, breaking my heart? Did you?
Oh, did I get my face and Sanborn kiss this morning?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Well, of course I did, Charles. Didn't you?
No, I didn't. But, Buddy Twist has some Tate and Sanborn all hot and ready to pour. Maybe you could,
Maybe you'd like a cup, Ray, huh?
Why, you bet I would. Smell of it's been making my mouth water.
Well, here you are. Just taste it.
Mmm. Wonderful, isn't it?
Tis, isn't it? Tis, yes, it is.
I don't see why you men should have a monopoly on that flavor.
As a matter of fact, we don't. The ladies are wild about it. So drink up, everybody. It's the finest blend we've ever made. And we think you'll say it's the finest coffee you ever tasted. This week, get Chase and Sanborn coffee. Be with us again next Sunday when Charlie's guests will be Walter Brennan and Jimmy Sims. Charlie and the gang say it stands to reason, and it certainly does. The coffee roasters who supply more hotels, restaurants, and clubs than anybody else in the country know the kind of coffee men like. And ladies, this is it. Today's Chase and Sanborn. Serve it because he likes it and because you prefer it yourself. Get the Chase and Sanborn coffee your grocer is selling now. This is Money Choice saying good night from Hollywood, the National Broadcasting Company.